Il-gvern Awstraljan janalizza it-taxxa fuq il-qliq kapitali. Ir-restrizzjonijiet fuq il-protesti fi New South Wales ġew estiżi qabel iż-żjara ppjanata tal-President tal-Iżrael u l-eks senatur liberali Cory Bernardi jingħaqad mal-partit One Nation. Dan huwa ġewwa xi bulettin ta' aħbarijiet miġbura mir-riżorsi tal-SBS. Il-Ministru tal-Finanzi Katie Gallagher qed tiddefendi l-analiżi tal-Gvern dwar it-taxxa fuq il-qliq kapitali Capital Gains. Hija qed tindirizza spekulazzjoni wara rapport fl-Australian Financial Review li jissuġġerixxi li l-uffiċjali qed jikkunsidraw tnaqqis fl-iskont ta' 50% fuq it-taxxa fuq il-qliq kapitali. Il-Ministru tal-Finanzi tgħid li il-Partit Laburista ser iżhom mal-pjattaforma eżistenti tiegħu minkejja il-pressjoni dejjem tikber biex ir-riforma it-tnaqqis fit-taxxa fuq id-djar qabel il-budget ta' Mejju.
Well, our housing policies haven't changed, so I can be very clear about that. We have not changed our position on housing and the tax arrangements about around housing. We have made the point and we do accept that there's intergenerational issues around affordability and access to housing. Our focus has been on the supply side. How do we manage the supply side? How do we just generate supply as the best way of dealing with accessibility and affordability of housing?
Ir-restrizzjonijiet fuq il-protesti fi New South Wales ġew estiżi qabel iż-żjara ppjanata tal-President tal-Iżrael mit-8 sa 12 ta' frar. Protesti madwar il-pajjiż ġew ppjanati kontra iż-żjara tal-President Isaac Herzog li ġie mistieden iżur l-Awstralja wara l-attakk terroristiku ta' Bondi f'Diċembru. Il-Kummissarju tal-Pulizija ta' New South Wales, Mel Lanyon, iddikjara li restrizzjonijiet fuq l-applikazzjonijiet tal-approvazzjoni għal ġemat ta' nies fil-pubbliku ser ikunu fis-seħħ għal 14 il-jum li ġejjin u japplikaw għar-reġjun kopert mill-kmand taż-żona tal-Pulizija tas-Subborgi tal-Vant u f'partijiet tal-Belt ta' Sydney minn barra Hyde Park. Il-Premier Chris Minns jgħid li jrid jintlaħaq bilanċ.
There's a need to protect both the president, as he is an invited guest to Australia, but also regular Australians as they go about their jobs and their lives in Sydney next week. And we want to make sure that we're balancing those protections.
L-ex senatur liberali Cory Bernardi ingħaqad mal-Partit One Nation ta' Pauline Hanson huwa l-aħħar ex membru tal-koalizzjoni li ingħaqad mal-partit tagħha wara li Barnaby Joyce telaq min-Nazzjonali f'Diċembru. Cory Bernardi ser jikkontesta bħala kandidat għal One Nation fl-elezzjoni ta' South Australia ix-xahar iddieħel.
There's no doubt that I'll stay a member of One Nation. Pauline and my views are aligned. And quite frankly, if you look at our history, we were both members of the Liberal Party at one point. Pauline's been trying to reshape politics for 30 years. I thought I could reshape politics as well by dragging parties back to where I think they should be. They don't want that. But right now, Pauline Hanson has a legacy that is worth defending and is worth building upon.
Il-Segretarju Ġenerali tan-Nazzjonijiet Uniti Antonio Guterres jgħid li l-problemi globali mhux ser jiġu solvuti minn potenza waħda li tagħti d-deċiżjonijiet. Ir-rimarki tiegħu waslu wara li l-President tal-Istati Uniti Donald Trump nieda l-hekk imsejjaħ bord tal-paċi tiegħu inizjalment infassal biex isaħħaħ il-waqfien mill-ġlied diffiċli ta' Gaza iżda li jbassar ser jieħu r-rwol USA u dan jinkwita potenzi globali oħra. It-tieni mandat ta' Antonio Guterres kien fiċli b'avvenimenti li jinkludu l-invażjoni tar-Russja fl-Ukrajna, ir-ritorn tat-Talibani fl-Afganistan, il-konflitt fis-Sudan, il-gwerra bejn l-Iżrael u l-Hamas u l-ħtief tal-President tal-Venezuela Nicolas Maduro mill-Istati Uniti u għajwissi li l-liġi internazzjonali qed tiġi imwarba u l-kooperazzjoni qed tonqos.
Global problems will not be solved by one power calling the shots, nor will they be solved by two powers carving the world into rival spheres of influence.